I have Fidel Wink, and he's the vocal singer, or one of the vocal singers for Second City Soul. A very good evening to you. How are you doing?
Hi, we're well, thank you, Paul. Yourself?
Yeah, very well indeed, yes. Now, the reason why we got you on here is because you're going to be playing a gig in Coventry on Saturday. We'll have a little bit more about that in just a short while, but I've been looking online and some interesting facts about you guys as well. But for you in particular as well, you were a DJ at one point when you were age six. Do you want to tell us a bit more about how that came about?
Yeah, basically what it was, we lived in Handsworth, Birmingham, and my dad used to run parties every Saturday night. They'd run on to like 6, 7 in the morning, and I guess my fascination with music sort of started then. So when back in the day, there used to be very high turntables. I'd need about 3 or 4 chairs on top of each other. I'd stand on top of those chairs to put the record on. And I sort of judged the record by if the label looked great. That one got played that night, so generally my dad left me to DJ the whole night. So I normally played from sort of like 10 at night or 3, 4 in the morning, and he'd find me sort of nodding off on the side, he'd pick me up, put me to bed and sort of thing. So yeah, that's sort of how it started. So yeah, used to DJ when I was about 6 years old.
Now, a random fact about you is that Edwin Starr said he didn't like you on a talent competition because you were too handsome.
This is like, mind you, we are going back, you know, quite a few years now, about sort of, I think it's about 15 odd years. Yeah, we did a talent contest in Centenary Square, and I remember he was on the panel, and yeah, it was amazing to have him in front of us. And he just looked at me, yeah, I don't like you, and we sort of stood there a bit like smacked. He goes, well, why? He goes, you're too pretty. And he's like,
okay. So you're playing, I think, Saturday night, aren't you?
Yes, absolutely. Alan Higgs Centre in Coventry.
Yeah, and what's it mean to you to be playing to a local Coventry audience as well?
Well, I mean, we played there before. We played at the Escape Bar, and we played with a couple of Alcott Hall and a couple of guys there. You know, Beneva, another band, and Rob Halligan, another great guy who brought us over there. And we've played and supported with them, and you know, Coventry's just great. They love to party with us all the time, so you know, we love to play Coventry.
It's a Memorial Day as well for Declan Callum. Can you tell us a bit more about that?
Yeah, we were told the story about, you know, how Declan passed away, you know, unfortunately, on his birthday. And, you know, we just thought, you know, it was so horrible for us because we've all got kids and families, and, you know, we can feel the grief that, you know, people are going through. So, you know, we absolutely jumped to it and said, you know, we're going to help and support and make it a great, you know, memorable day for Declan, you know, because we believe, you know, he supported life and he, you know, loved life. So we're going to try and make it a great party night.
If people want to get in touch with you, how do they get in touch with you?
The website, Second City Soul. We've got a Facebook page, but mainly the website. You get in touch there, and it's secondcitysoul.com. Just come on, say hello, and, you know,
yeah,
come and party with us, basically. You know, everybody welcomed.
Yeah, well, fantastic. It's been great speaking to you. Thank you very much for spending the time tonight, because I know that you're at a gig tonight. So it's is it half time, is it? Or
no, but we're about to go on in a bit. We've kept them waiting for you because we know you're know, more important. So we've kept them waiting for you. So, you know.
Well, fabulous. I mean, whereabouts are you playing tonight, just out of interest?
We're playing at the Roadhouse in Birmingham, just off Lifford Lane. It's £3 on the door. Come down, have a party with us.
Okay, well, like I say, thank you very much for spending the time with us, and we hope everything goes well tonight and at your gig on Saturday.